The biggest mistakes that most business owners make in generating profits, based on our experience, is two things: pricing and cost. Number one, their pricing, usually based on their perception of cost, which may be time, which may be materials, which may be what they estimate or how they're converting the value based on the cost. The next biggest mistake is that their costs are wrong. So they're basing their prices on costs, and their costs aren't even correct. Their costs always include direct labor, perhaps materials, and an overhead component. Most businesses that we've dealt with either don't know their actual overhead or significantly underestimate it, because there's many cash and non-cash items in overhead, such as interest costs, such as amortization, such as non-billable or non-productive time of their field staff and production staff. And so those two things combined can lead to disastrous profitability. When we're working with somebody, first we figure out their true costs in terms of if they've got 10 people and have 20,000 hours of capacity, but they're only 50% billable, they only have 50% of the 20,000, which is 10,000 hours of production. So all their overhead costs now need to be allocated over that 10,000 hours, and that could effectively double what they perceive to be their overhead rate. And so we want to get the costs very accurately estimated, and they can go up and down each month, that's fine. Then in terms of pricing, now that if we're going to use cost as part of the denominator in pricing, the cost number will be more accurate. More importantly, though, the most profitable businesses we've dealt with don't price purely based on cost. They'll use cost information in the equation to make sure that they're covering them. But more importantly, that the best customers, the most profitable customers, are pricing based on value. If your service company or construction company or repair company is providing services to a Fortune 100 or a Fortune 500 huge company, then the value of your services in keeping them up and running is the opportunity cost of their downtime. What might be a total year's sales for a small business might be one day's production for a large business. The big company isn't worried if your hourly rate is $95 or $125 an hour. But ideally, if you can show up and fix something and give them an annual contract to keep that piece of equipment maintained throughout a year, then that contract can be worth thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the hourly rate is not relevant to the big customer. So price based on value, not on cost, but make sure you know your cost information really, really well so that you're not upside down on pricing.